Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf Shir sponsor Lo Nishbas Am Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Abbas Radav Kuf Samach Gimel. The Gemara brings in Amud Aleph that if there is space between the Edim and the Ashroso and the Dayanim, it's not a problem because the Metayetle, which means we'll put ink in that space and therefore we'll fill in the gap. Now, how does the word the Metayetle mean to put ink? So, l'chora, the simple understanding is like as the brought down in the side over here in the Gemara, that the Aruch says that really the word should be the Medayetli with a Dalit. Loshon Dioy. The Medayetli Loshon Dioy. But the Gemara writes it with a Tes. So in Shuvas in Piskei Maharita Chadoshers, he brings a Raya from this Gemara that sometimes Dalit and Tet will change, will switch around. And with that, he comes to say that there's a city that was called Constantine that came a get that's the road to Constantine with the number, with a letter Tess in the end. He says, but we usually write it with the letter Dalet. He said, that's fine. And the reason it's fine is because being Dalet letet loy mikre shinui, Dalet take a change, hoyilu mimoitzo echodem, they all come from the same place. He also adds that because the word is not in Loshon HaKodesh, it's in Loshon Laz, so we don't really care so much how the letter is written. But the first point that he's referring to, what does it mean that Dal and Ted come from the same place? This is something which is brought down in Sefer Yetzira Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel and quoted in Sefer HaZoyah and Chelek Gimel Daf Kuf Kof Ches Amud Aleph. There is Chamishom Moitzo Esapeh. There's five sources of letters coming from the mouth. The letters Aleph, Ches, He, and Ein come from the Goron, from the throat. The letters Gimel, Yud, Kof, and Kuf, Gikak, they come from the Cheikh, which is the area where the palate is. Dat, Lanat, Dalet, Tes, Lamed, Nun, and Tof, they come from the Losher, from the tongue. Zas, Rashatz, comes by Shinaim, that's the letters come from the teeth. And Bumaf, Beis, Vov, Mempei, Besasayin comes from the lips. Meaning there's different groups of letters that come from different areas of the mouth. And it's brought down already in the Rishon, Rabbi Chanan says, Rabbi Bechaya brings it in Chumash, that when Moshe Rabbeinu said that he's kvad peh v'kvad loshon, because Moshe wasn't able to speak clearly, the letters Zayin Shin Reish Zayin Tzadik Zas Ratzatz, which is Oishis Hashinayim, that's called kvad peh, and he was not able to say the letters Tatlanat, which is the letters of the tongue, and that's why he said kfat peh v'kfat loshon. These sources of letters, he didn't say clearly. Another two examples we find is that the Megala Amuka says that the word gdusha, is the letters gdusha come from the five moitzoros hapeh, meaning each one of the letters comes from a different source of dibur. The kuf comes from the source of cheikh, the dal from the loshon, the vav from svasayim, the shin from shinayim, and the hay from the garden. And one last example from the Akedah Yitzchok on this week's parasha, Parashat Vayetze, that says that when Leah calls her son Zvulun, she says, Zevedani Elokim Zeved Toiv. But Zeved is with a Dalet, and Zvulun is with a Lamet. So he says, it's not roi, it's not proper to say Zevel. Zevel sounds like garbage. So therefore she switched the word Zevel to Zeved, Lamet to Dalet. Why? Because datlanat, these five letters are interchangeable. And this is the yesod that we're coming back to the Maharit. When every one of the sources of these letters, when a letter comes from the same source, it can be exchanged for another letter from the same source. So if datlanat comes from the Lashon, the letters dalet, tes, lamed, nun, and tov can be interchangeable. And this is what the Maharit says by us, that the Gemara says, Metayet really means medayet, but dalet and tes can be changed because they come from the same source of datlanat. And the Mekubalim were very busy with these sources of mitzor sapeh. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or what's a good place, email shomachshava@gmail.com.